My name is Armindy McFadden. I'm representing Pemigewin Muscle Farms. I'm wondering where exactly the sediment's going to go. If you're going to dump this right in the middle of the channel, what is the tide going to do for it? And as well, why are you proposing to put it exactly next to our rafts, which are the only thing that's cleaning all of this bay and the water in it?
Thank you, ma'am. Steve?
Again, the selection of location was based on our history of looking at a lot of other sites and looking at potential historic placement of material here, as well as the location, the morphology of these deeper pits that are there. And so that's, again, a large body of work which has been done over the years. It's a very valid concern. You put the material there, how do you know it's going to stay there? It's not going to go over here where my muscles are or wherever. We've done a lot of work at that, and once it's there on the bottom, particularly in an area like this, where you've got a depression which is below the surrounding ambient bottom, it's going to stay there. And we wouldn't go further south. You get into where the bay begins to neck down, you start to see scour on the bottom, you start to see some hard bottom. We would not propose to put that material there because it might up and move. But this location has been determined to be stable, again, based on the investigations that we've done, as well as sort of the history of response that we've had at other sites. In terms of the rafts for the mussels, I'd encourage you and actually the other gentleman who spoke regarding the lobster, and please look me up afterwards, after this meeting's over. I'd like to see the specific locations that you're talking about and make sure that we've included those in here. So come look me up after the meeting here.
Thank you. Next question.